When it comes to mass market consumer product design, there's Apple and then there's everyone else, which is why the company's big annual software developers conference this week was interesting. For the first time in a long time, Apple's leaders seemed like they really had something to prove. An executive even addressed the post-Steve Jobs negative chatter directly.
Can't innovate anymore, my ass.
One of the biggest announcements at this year's Applepalooza was a wholesale redesign of the operating system and interface and look and feel for iPhones and iPads that will appear this fall. The company seems to be admitting it's fallen a little behind design-wise the last few years. Bonnie Siegler is a major graphic designer with her own firm called 8.5. She is chairing the big biennial National Conference of Graphic Designers this fall. And she joins me now to talk about the design changes at Apple. Bonnie, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt.
So, significantly overhauling your most familiar and widely used designs as they've done sort of is a tacit admission that something was wrong, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think it's just evolutionary. It's more like the other guys caught up a little. It's evolutionary, and it's survival of the fittest of the new characteristics. So Apple invented the thing. The other guys came along.
Invented meaning this kind of user interface with cool little intuitive
smartphone,
icons.
Yeah. And then the other guys sort of caught up, and they differentiated from Apple. This guy made a bigger screen. This guy made a different operating system. So now it seems just survival of the characteristics that are best. And Apple sort of looked around, took the things that have been proven to work the best and incorporated them into their new design.
And one of the things that people say, that designers are saying about what they've done, in some measure copying or doing what these Android designers and other people have already done, is flattening the look and feel of everything on the screens of iPads and iPhones. What does that mean?
There was a fake three-dimensional quality to everything. And it really started in 1984 with flat icons. And very simple. When the machine didn't work, it was a sad face. And when the machine worked, it was a happy face. Then they got fancier and fancier.
As we got more computer power to do that.
Exactly. So it became that everything on a Macintosh was chrome, essentially. Or if it didn't make sense to be chrome, it was faux felt or faux wood or faux leather.
Like the bookcase of your newsstand and all that stuff.
Exactly. So now they've done away with that. I think gone back to their roots more. And it's more honest to me. We don't need that anymore. I think it was also in the beginning a way to let people know, this is your bookshelf. See, it looks just like a bookshelf.
So it was a long transitional period from essentially the 20th century to now.
And exactly.
We can get rid of the training wheels.
Exactly.
The fact that they were still doing these goofy things like this for a podcast app, they recently introduced a reel-to-reel tape recorder. Literally, one of my children didn't know what that was.
Right.
Were they late in sort of giving up this 3D Trump Loy set of ideas?
I don't think so. Actually, they all use some really old.
You are a shill for Apple, aren't you?
I feel like one. I'm sorry, but they all do use these really old-fashioned icons. A handset for a phone is the universal icon for phone, even though my children have never picked up a handset. An envelope for email. Nobody uses an envelope for email. And the worst one is the old-fashioned microphone for voice memos. It's a microphone like. Even it's like from the 20s, and that means
and whereas these are from the 30s or 40s
exactly.
That we're using here.
Yeah, sorry.
And getting rid of the little 3D pictorial realism is not all they're doing, obviously, and they're doing lots of stuff.
My favorite thing is the translucency. They use like a really lovely soft shower glass to communicate different layers. So you sort of see it in the background. It makes everybody look beautiful if there's a photo in the background. And then they also use swiping, which a lot of other interfaces used now.
So in terms of that translucent layer thing, they're not rejecting 3D illusion altogether. They're just using it in sort of like what seems to be a more integrated way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they invented the desktop metaphor, and so now it's just more of a stack of papers or apps instead of in the different folders.
Do you think this guy Johnny Ive, who has been their design guru for years and years, did he perhaps always want to do this, and until Steve Jobs was out of the picture, he couldn't like go crazy and do exactly what he wanted with the design, maybe?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it has to be a difficult moment for him, this being the first huge announcement since Steve Jobs died. But and I'm sure there must be. I mean, at his level, there must be things he's always been dying to do, and I hope he gets to do them now. He's a pretty awesome guy.
Well, and now they're putting him in a video online, so he is stepping up. It's as though with Steve Jobs gone, he is the not as famous as Steve Jobs, but the cool kid left at the counter.
Well, I always thought that was a great. That made Apple more compelling. There is a man, there is a human being behind all of these great ideas and this vision. There isn't that at any of the other companies. Who's the Samsung guy?
Right.
We have no idea. So the fact that there is a visionary there, I think, makes the products better.
That's a good point. So all designers, as far as I can tell, are Apple nerds, right?
Well, Apple is the only one that always had programs that designers could use. They always made that a focus point. So there was no other option for us.
Right.
Businesses could use Microsoft, but we couldn't.
10 years from now, will that still be true? Are they? Do you think they will keep evolving and remaining in 2023? Will you be saying, oh, Apple's still the greatest?
God, I hope so.
Yeah? This has not been a paid political announcement for Apple. Bonnie Ziegler, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bonnie Ziegler is a graphic designer with her own firm, 8 and a Half. She's done work for Saturday Night Live, Lucky Magazine, The Daily Beast, and HBO, among others. So what do you think? Had Apple fallen behind the curve in terms of design? Have they caught up now? Leave us a comment at studio360.org.
Well, that looks good. What's on the inside? What's on the other side? What's on the flip? Tell me what I get.